Good morning. I think it's still in 1937, August 30th. Reverend Father Sopoko left this morning. When I was steeped in a prayer of thanksgiving for the great grace that I had received from God, namely, that of seeing Father, I became united in a special way with the Lord, who said to me, "He is a priest after my own heart. His efforts are pleasing to me. You see, my daughter, that my will must be done, and that which I promised you, I shall do." Through him, I spread comfort to suffering and careworn souls. Through him, he pleased me to proclaim the worship of my mercy. And through this work of mercy, more souls will come close to me than otherwise would have, even if he had kept giving absolution day and night for the rest of his life. Because by so doing, he would have labored only for as long as he lived, whereas, thanks to this work of mercy, he would be laboring till the end of the world. I had undertaken to make a novena for the intention of seeing him, but I did not even finish it before God granted me that grace. O my Jesus, how poorly I took advantage of this grace, but that did not depend on me, though from another point of view, it did so very much. During this conversation, I came to know his anguished soul, that soul Sopoko. This crucified soul resembled the Savior, where he expects with good reason to find consolation, he finds the cross. He lives among many friends, but has no one but Jesus. This is how God strips the soul he especially loves. So at times when you feel you are alone, although you have many friends, but you have no friends, that's the time Jesus especially special to you. Keep this in mind. Today, I heard these words. My daughter, be always like a little child towards those who represent me. Otherwise, you will not benefit from the graces I bestow on you through them. Especially for the sacraments, you take advantage. At times we have all the criticism more than respect. September 1st, 1937. I saw the Lord Jesus, made King in a great majesty, looking down upon our earth with great severity. But because of his mother's intercession, he prolonged the time of his mercy. September 3rd, first Friday of the month. During Holy Mass, I became united with God. Jesus gave me to know that even the smallest thing does not happen on earth without his will. After having seen this, my soul entered into an unusual repose. I found myself completely at peace, so as to work in his full extent. God can deal with me as he pleases, and I will bless him for everything. Up to now, I've been wondering with some fear where these inspirations would lead me. My fear increased when the Lord made known to me that I was to leave this congregation. This is the third year passing by since that time, and my soul has felt in turns enthusiasm and an urge to act. And then I have a lot of courage and strength. And then again, when the decisive moment to undertake the work draws near, I feel deserted by God. And because of this, an extraordinary fear pervades my soul, and I see that it is not the hour intended by God to initiate the work. These are sufferings about which I don't even know how to write. God alone knows what I put up with day and night. It seems to me that the worst torments of the martyrs would be easier for me to bear than what I am going through, though without the shedding of a drop of blood. But all this is for souls not. So for 3 years, the first year he shared the intention to leave, and then the spiritual director said, no, this is intention, this is a temptation. Second year, the third year, very strong desire, as if it's the will of God. But then, at the last moment, asking for permission, have no courage. And then if the Lord is leaving her, act of total abandonment to the will of God, which is for me love and mercy itself. It's an exercise. Act of oblation. This is her prayer. Jesus holds. Hope I have this very moment received into my heart through the Eucharist. Through this union with you, I offer myself to the Heavenly Father as a sacrificial host, herself as host. Abandoning myself totally and completely to the most merciful and holy will of my God. From today onward, your will, Lord, is my food. Take my whole being, dispose of me as you please. Whatever your fatherly hand gives me, I will accept with submission, peace, and joy. I fear nothing, no matter in what direction you lead me. Helped by your grace, I will carry out everything you demand of me. I no longer fear any of your inspirations, nor do I prompt anxiously to see where they will lead me. Lead me, O Lord, along whatever roads you please. I have placed all my trust in you, in your will, which is for me love and mercy itself. Bid me to stay in this common, I will stay. Bid me to undertake the work, I will undertake it. Leave me in uncertainty about the work until I die. Be blessed. So at times we want to finish things, even at the end of it, by the time you die, nothing happened. So just please, it's a blessing. Should you take me in my youth, be blessed. Should you let me live to a ripe of old age, be blessed. Should you give me health and strength, be blessed. Should you confine me to a bed of pain for my whole life, be blessed. Should you give me only failures and disappointments in life, be blessed. Should you allow your purest intention to be condemned, be blessed. Should you enlighten my heart, my mind, be blessed. Should you lead me in darkness and all kinds of torments, be blessed. Whatever the will of the Father. From this moment on, I live in the deepest peace. Because the Lord Himself is carrying me in the hollow of His hand. He, Lord, the unfathomable mercy, knows that I desire Him alone in all things, always and everywhere. Prayer. O Jesus, attached out upon the cross, I implore you, Give me the grace of doing faithfully the most holy will of your Father, in all things, always and everywhere. And when this will of God will seem to me very harsh and difficult to fulfill, at this time, I beg you, Jesus, may power and strength flow upon me from your wounds, and may my lips keep repeating, your will be done, O Lord. O Savior of the world, Lord of man's salvation, who in such terrible torment and pain forget yourself to think only of the salvation of souls. O most compassionate Jesus, grant me the grace to forget myself, that I may live totally for souls, helping you in the work of salvation, according to the most holy will of your Father. So she have kind of, you know, feeling he's only thinking of us, not for himself. All the pain, physically, spiritually, on the cross. August 5th, 1937. The Lord let me know how much our dear Mother Superior Irene is defending me against, not only by prayer, but also by deed. Thank you, Jesus, for this grace. It will not go unrequited in my heart. When I am with Jesus, I do not forget about her. So she's a superior. I think most of the sisters do not agree with what was she saying. I think they were thinking that she's a dreamer, fantasy. Nobody believe, except her spiritual director, Father Sopoko, and this superior. By prayer and deeds, you know, protecting him. You know, when she was very weak as a novice already, so she was confined to a recovery home run by the sisters, the nurse sisters. She said, just with despise, why don't you go to church, to mass, early morning mass? She couldn't get out of bed. You know, no understanding. September 6, 1937. Today, I begin a new assignment. I go from the garden to the desert of the gates. I went in to talk to the Lord for a while. I asked him for a blessing and for graces to faithfully carry out the duties entrusted to me. I heard these words. My daughter, I am always with you. I have given you the opportunity to practice deeds of mercy, which you will perform according to obedience. You will give me much pleasure if each evening you will speak to me especially about this task. I felt that Jesus had given me a new grace in relationship to my new duties. But despite this, I have locked myself deeper in his heart. It's a testament, the work itself. So at times you might feel, you might be a qualified nurse, qualified teacher, all your professions in the Philippines, and now today you're doing all this domestic work, as if this was seen as a sign to just look at the door. Nothing else, as if not important. But Jesus stayed with him, stayed with her. So, today I felt more ill, but Jesus had given me many more opportunities on this day to practice virtue. It also happened that I was busier than usual, and the sister in charge of the kitchen made it clear to me how irritated she was that I had come late for dinner. No compassion, just criticism, you can imagine. Although it was quite impossible for me to have come sooner. At any rate, I felt so unwell that I had to ask Mother Superior to allow me to lie down. Worse. A I went to assistant and to take my place. And again, I got a scolding. What is this, sister? You're exhausted that you're going back to bed again? Confound you with all this lying in bed. I put up with all that. But that wasn't the end. I still had to ask the sister who was in charge of sick to bring me my meal. Of course. When I told her this, she burst out of the chapel into the corridor and after me to give me a piece of her mind. Why on earth are you going to bed, sister? I asked her not to bother bring me anything. I'm writing all this very briefly because it is not my intention to write about such things. And I'm doing so merely to dissuade my soul from treating others in this way. Others doing this thing to you. You just remind yourself, don't do this to others. Because at times very easily, from outward, you know, you can see she's sick. Why don't you do that? Why do you get up then? Why do you go there? But she was so weak and so tired and with no compassion. We're just pointing out at the nose. Why don't you? But at times we experience these things also from other people. Why don't you do that? Why don't you? But Sister Faustina experienced the same thing. In a suffering soul, we should see Jesus crucified and not a loafer or burden on the community. A soul who suffers with submission to the will of God draws down more graces, more blessings on the whole common than all the working sisters. Poor indeed is a common where there are no sick sisters. God often grants many and great graces out of regard for souls who are suffering, and it withholds many punishments solely because of the suffering souls. Oh my Jesus, when shall we look upon souls with higher motives in mind? When will our judgments be true? You give us occasions to practice deeds of mercy, and instead, we use occasions to pass judgment. In order to know where the love of God flourishes in the common, one must ask how they treat the sick, the disabled, and the infirm who are there. So, it's not easier to see the weak surrounding us. September 10th, 1937. I learned in the course of meditation and the purer the soul, the greater her communion with God on the spiritual level. She pays little heed to the senses and the protects, and their protects. God is a spirit, and so I love him in spirit and in truth. When I heard how dangerous it was to be at the gates these days because of revolutionary disturbances and how many evil people have a hatred of commons, I went in and had the talk with the Lord and asked him to so arrange it that no evil person would dare come to the gates. Then I heard these words, "My daughter, the moment you went to the gates, I get an angel over it to guard it. Be at peace." After returning from my conversation with the Lord, I saw a little white cloud and in it an angel with his hands. He said, "Carol," his angel with his hands joined. His gaze was lightning, and I understood how the fire of God's love burns in that cloud. So Jesus sending his angels to protect Sister Faustina. It's very dangerous because at the door, you know, there are people outside. It happened once, I think. There were people locking the door and very hard and asking for jobs. She wasn't at the gate. And then the sister was so frightened. Then went to see the sister superior. And then sister superior asked Faustina, go, you go, you see what happened. She frightened of these things. And she had to confront all these three men. Then she prayed before she went to the door. And asked sister, what I should do? You know, everybody's afraid. So I think in the next moment we can share these things.